SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine's president is now a, quote, wanted criminal in Russia.
Russian state media is reporting that Russia is adding Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to its wanted list. Now both Zelensky and former Ukrainian leader Petro Poroshenko feature on Russia's list of people wanted on unspecified criminal charges. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces is also on the list, along with scores of officials and lawmakers from Ukraine and NATO countries. Russian officials did not immediately clarify possible allegations against Zelensky. Ukraine's foreign ministry in an online statement called the reports of Zelensky's inclusion evidence of the desperation of the Russian state machine and propaganda. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Also at SRNnews.com, Food and Drug Administration has finalized a rule to regulate medical tests that have long escaped oversight.
The rule is designed to improve the accuracy and reliability of tests developed at large laboratories, including hospitals and universities. The FDA has warned for years that inaccurate test results can lead to unnecessary treatment and delays in getting proper care. Under the new requirements, labs will have about 4 years to win FDA approval for new tests.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the FDA estimating there are some 80,000 medical tests already on the market. They will not be required to get FDA approval. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges, that in connection with a federal probe into their alleged ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. Justice Department says the couple surrendered to authorities Friday. They were taken into custody. Cuellar denies any wrongdoing. This is SRN News. Well, the 2024 election might be all about faith.
People of faith, that is. Leaders of both conservative and liberal church groups are planning national get-out-the-vote campaigns heading into an election that many believe will be one of the most important in U.S. history. The National Council of Churches, which includes most liberal denominations, has announced a Freedom Summer initiative. The Conservative Faith and Freedom Group will spend $62 million to register voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in New Zealand might lose their tax-exempt status. The newly elected prime minister there says he's interested in finding ways to get churches to pay taxes, following accusations by liberals that congregations are getting a, quote, free ride. Christianity is on the wane in New Zealand. 50% define themselves no particular religion. This is SRN News. Brazil says, here's the beef. Rhonda Rockstra has the story.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio on his first visit to the country, with the two meeting in Brasilia and the South American leader pushing his counterpart to buy his beef. Brazil is using the bilateral meeting to push forward an agreement to open Japanese markets to Brazilian beef, a goal the Latin American countries pursued since 2005. Under Lula, Brazil has boosted efforts to export beef to international markets. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Apple has posted its steepest quarterly decline in iPhone sales since the pandemic. The results reflect a deepening slump that's increasing the pressure on the company to spruce up its products with more AI. The 10% drop in for January-March is a blatant sign of weakness in a product that generates most of Apple's revenue. More details at SRNnews.com.